I'm Tony Cox, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, a conversation with a Marine who served two tours of duty in Iraq. He is now a football star at Northern Illinois University. We'll discuss how clashes on the battlefield compare to those on the gridiron. That's in just a few moments. But first, Middle East peace talks. President Obama is meeting and dining with Israeli and Palestinian leaders here in Washington today. The aim is a peace agreement within a year. As you heard earlier, the first conversations are a day after Mr. Obama declared an end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq. But they also come after a day of bloodshed in the West Bank, where four Israelis, including a pregnant woman, were shot and killed. That violence was followed by a roundup of more than 150 Palestinians by Palestinian security forces. Joining us to discuss this latest round of Middle East talks is NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, nice to talk with you.
It's nice to be here.
Before we talk about the Obama administration's attempt to broker a peacemaking deal, I want to ask you about this latest violence. The Islamic militant group Hamas claims responsibility for the shootings in the West Bank yesterday. Is this violence intended, I would presume that it is, to disrupt what is happening in Washington? And I guess the follow-up to that is it likely to be successful?
Well, it seems to be aimed at that, and it's something the U.S. has been warning about, that there are spoilers out there, and we can expect more of that probably. Right away, we heard Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu come out and condemn the violence. He also said that in the negotiations, he's going to raise the issue that this is precisely why we need security guarantees in these talks. It's that security is going to be one of the main things that he's seeking in these peace negotiations. He was meeting yesterday with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and she also said that the U.S. understands this, that one of the objectives for Israel in these negotiations and something the U.S. supports is this idea of security. She's also said that there are going to be people that try to upset this peace process. She's encouraging the two sides to persevere, overcome these obstacles. And as I said, security is one of these so-called core issues of the negotiations. You also have the borders of a future Palestinian state. You have the status of Jerusalem and the future for refugees.
The refugees as well. Is this a perfect storm in terms of all sides coming together with Obama? We know that the September 26th deadline for the extension of the moratorium on settlements in the West Bank is key. But is this the right timing and the right group of people to actually do something this time?
Well, I think, you know, everyone you talk to says there's never a right time to do this. But as you said, you know, the Obama administration came in on day one saying they were going to do something about this issue. They were going to pursue Arab-Israeli peace. They've spent 20 months trying to get the two sides talking to each other directly. And as you mentioned, you know, the Israelis did agree to this partial moratorium on settlement, sort of a confidence-building step after a lot of pressure from the U.S., and that does run out. So it was a 10-month deal, and the idea was to 10 months to give talks the time to start. And they're finally just getting started right as this moratorium runs out. It's going to be the first obstacle they're gonna face.
And it just so happens that it, wink, wink, perhaps, is occurring during the run-up to the midterm elections. How significant is this, or is it significant at all in terms of President Obama and his attempts to keep the Democrats in power going into November?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to say about the politics of it. I don't think I'm, you know, dealing with this issue is ever great for political careers. But as I said, you know, they came in talking about this, and it took that much time just to get the two sides talking again. I mean, I think aside from the politics, there was just a lot of frustration in the administration that they weren't getting Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, meeting directly. And there's no way to resolve these problems without the two sides meeting directly.
Well, suppose then it could also be looked at as if the bar is so low that if nothing happens out of it, it doesn't hurt anyone, because the expectations are not there that anything significant necessarily is about to happen. Although Netanyahu has been suggesting that, you know, he's open to some things people thought he might not be open to.
Well, the bar set low certainly for this week. I mean, I think the most we can come out of this week is sort of an action plan moving forward. How often are these two men going to meet? how much involvement is the U.S. going to give to it? And I think you're not going to see anything great big announcements coming out of this week other than a commitment to do this. But they say, you know, both sides say they think it can be done within a year. There's a lot of skepticism about that, obviously, but they are raising those expectations.
And if nothing else happens in terms of particular violence in the Middle East, it might be able to, at least the talks can continue.
I mean, the one thing is that these are all issues that they've talked about before. I mean, that's the one positive going into this, is that there's a history of negotiations, most of which failed, some of which made some progress here and there. But they've talked about these. They've broken the taboos. They're not starting from square one. And, you know, the U.S. mediator, George Mitchell, said one of the other things he's learned from past mistakes is that the U.S. has to stay involved. It can't be a cheerleader from the side. So that might mean that we see the U.S. getting much more involved down the road, offering what they call bridging proposals to bridge the two sides.
So we'll just have to wait and see, all right? All right. Thank you very much. That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman joining us from our Washington studios.